Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we're off to the real capital now for the sports news. Darren is in Cork this morning.
Good morning, Audrey. Yeah, 2024, another very significant year for Irish sport. And this year, a big focus will be on those Olympic Games in Paris. And there's some nice symmetry here because these games mark 100 years since we competed as an independent nation in Paris, 1924. And over the course of the next few weeks, I'm going to check in on some of our Olympians to hear about their stories, their hopes and their ambitions for the year ahead. And today, I'm in Cork, as you say, and I'm going to meet five-time Olympian Rob Heffernan. That's coming up a little later in the show. But first, let's hear how a group of former Olympians, including Rob and some local coaches, came together. They formed a new athletics club here in the city just last year. They hope the club will make sport available to all. I attended one of their sessions at Nagel Community College last night, and I started by hearing from Marion Heffernan, an Olympian herself. She and her husband Rob have played a key role in this project.
Guys, you know, with the hands, right? Once, if you run this way and you knock it, you're going to trip over and you're going to end up falling and hurting yourself really bad.
For a population of over 50 to 60,000, there hasn't been a athletics club in here since I was young. You know, so I would have grown up, and it was probably karate was probably the only thing, and Irish dancing was the only thing available to us. Like, so we had a club here in the community years and years ago, and it just fell by the wayside. So when we obviously finished up our sport, our kids were kind of, you know, showing an interest. So we said, you know what, why not? It's been brilliant for the community, and there's so many like of the clubs have given us help and got on board with us. So it's a work in progress, but it's gaining a lot of traction, and we're enjoying it.
This is our first night walking. Go, 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 quick down, quick feet, quick out. Well done.
Patrick Murphy, endurance coach. I suppose we got ratified as a club in September 2022. Before that, I suppose over coffee numerous times, myself and Rob and Marion Heffernan, obviously, we spoke about the need for an athletics club in this area. Since we started, we've over 200 new kids. We've tied in with other clubs in the area, the likes of Blackrock Hurling Football Club, Ringman Rangers Club, Football Club, and I suppose we've nurtured some of the talent that was already there. And this talent wouldn't have been found, I suppose, unless there was an athletics club in the area. So there was definitely a gap for it, a need for it. It's on our doorsteps. It's something the three of us are passionate about. And then we got, I suppose, like-minded people together from different walks of life, assembled the committee, assembled the board, put the proposal into the Cork County Athletics Board, and I suppose the rest is history.
Go off here, fast now, fast, drive around. Fast. Straight legs and line.
Alan Carroll, so I'm current treasurer of the club and also a coach. It's fantastic for the kids in this area. Like, every single one of the kids that's a member of this club had never ran before. They obviously, some of them would have played other sports, but they'd never actually ran, they'd never taken part in hurdles, any of the athletic disciplines. You know, everybody started from zero, which was fantastic. We have two Olympians here. We also have another one of our coaches is Peter O'Leary, who's an Olympian himself in sailing. So we put the board together of all people of the same mindset that are, you know, positive energy, that are looking to just create something. As I said, we didn't know what it looked like, but as you can see yourself here, the kids are absolutely loving it. We're loving it, but I guess the most important thing for us is we have kids here that wouldn't have played other sports, you know, that maybe didn't take it to hurling, football, anything. But the thing about athletics is everybody gets a game, everybody gets a turn, everybody gets an opportunity, you know, to try and make an effort and try and make something of yourself in a sport and discipline which they mightn't have got otherwise. And the more energy and the more positivity we can spread in this area and through athletics with these kids, giving us the commitment and the discipline, you know, who knows where it can end up. And, you know, we don't know what's possible, and that's the fantastic thing about this, you know.
Yeah, what a brilliant ethos there. That's the Cork City Athletics Club. Brilliant energy last night at Nagel Community College, and well done to everyone involved. Rob joins me live in the next hour here on the programme. In other news, Jim McGuinness has been handed a proposed 8-week ban for fielding an underage player in their recent McKenna Cup win against Armagh. So Finbar Rorty played for Donegal last Wednesday night. He was 17. He actually turned 18 the very next day. But the GAA rules state that all senior players must be 18 at the start of that calendar year. and he turned 18 on the 44th of January. So fine lines there. Manchester United beat Wigan 2-0 to reach the fourth round of the FA Cup. The world of sport lost two legends yesterday. Franz Beckenbauer has died at the age of 78, lifted the World Cup trophy as captain of West Germany in 1974 and then managed the team in 1990. And another legend, JPR Williams, has also passed away. The former Wales and British and Irish Lions fullback was 74. And finally, Munster have confirmed that Joey Carberry will depart the province at the end of the season. He plans to take up an opportunity abroad.